from Illinois Public Media. This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Tomorrow, at long last, is Election Day in Illinois. The polls will open at 6 a.m. and they'll stay open until 7 in the evening. There are, of course, many storylines to follow, both at the federal level and here in Illinois. But we begin today with the latest updates on the mechanics of voting here. And we can help you answer any last-minute voting questions you might have at 800-222-9455. We also want to hear about your voting experience this year. Our lines are open now. Again, 800-222-9455. We only plan to spend roughly the next 15 minutes or so on this topic. So don't wait. 800-222-9455. Joining me, as he has the last several election days, is Matt Dietrich, spokesman for the Illinois State Board of Elections. Hello, Matt. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Brian. Thanks for having me back.
So if someone hasn't yet voted or they don't even have a voting plan, what options do they have between now and tomorrow?
They have early voting in person open today, and you want to check our website to find out the hours and location of the early voting site in your jurisdiction. Typically, that's your county. And then, of course, as you mentioned, tomorrow, polls are open at 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. And one thing that I always bring up is that if you are not registered to vote and you still need to register, you can do that. You can do it today at your early voting location. You can do it tomorrow at your polling place. And all you need to do when you go is take two pieces of identification. They have to confirm your identity and they have to confirm your voter address, the address that you'll be registering to vote in. Now, they don't have to both do that. So in the event that you have a driver's license that you haven't updated yet, you know, maybe you moved 6 months ago, your driver's license still has your old address on it, you can still use that to prove your identity. For that matter, you can use an out-of-state driver's license as long as it's still current, can't be expired. Those will prove your identity, but then you also need to prove your address. And typically what people will use for that would be a piece of government mail that's been delivered to your address, or a bank statement or a credit card bill that's been delivered to your address. Typically your pay stub would have your home address on it, a lease, a vehicle registration, anything like that, official that's been delivered to your home that will confirm that this is in fact where I live and that's why I'm voting here.
Probably now, not the letter, not a birthday card from Aunt Martha, though.
No, not that. And the other thing is that if you can't get all your documents together, go in and vote anyway. You'll be allowed to cast a provisional ballot, and then you'll have a week to get to your county clerk's office and supply the missing documentation. So if you only have one piece of ID and you need to provide a second one, you'll have a week to do that, but you will still be able to cast your vote. It's just that it will be set aside with other provisional ballots until you complete your registration. But you have to do that before the polls close tomorrow, because no ballots can be filled out after Election Day.
Do not wait. All right. We got some listener texts about this. I want to share a few of those in our brief time together. Christina in Rock Falls asked or said, my alarm is set for 5 a.m. so I can get to the polling location early. What sort of proof of ID is required to vote in Illinois? Is it still just a signature match?
In Illinois, your signature is your ID. When you go to your polling place, you'll give them your name and they will give you an application for a ballot, which you sign. The election judge will then take the signature that you've just signed and they will compare it to the image that is on file with the election authority. They'll do this either. They'll have an electronic poll book that has an image of your signature. Sometimes you may see them have paper poll books. And they'll look at the image of your signature, make sure that they match. Now, in the event that a majority of the election judges, and typically in a precinct, you will have five election judges, and they'll be split between the two parties, three and two. In the event that a majority of those election judges, including at least one member from each party, believes that the signature you've just signed does not match the signature that's on record, only then will you be asked to present additional ID. So you do not need to take ID to the polling place, and they cannot make you show ID unless three out of those five judges and representative from both parties agrees that your signatures don't match. So that's, and people call a lot about those voter cards that you get in the mail, and you can take that. Those are handy because a lot of us don't remember what is my precinct. So they're handy so that if you get to your polling place and there are several precincts in it, you won't have to look yourself up, but you don't need to take that voter card with you.
All right, we had a conversation on the show on Friday where we talked about misinformation and disinformation around elections this year. And that topic was on the mind of Tommy in Urbana, who told us, we'll vote in person. We've never had any issues with the process or the patriots who are election workers. The false claims about the election hurt us all, Tommy said. Matt, how have you seen misinformation or disinformation affecting the vote this year?
Well, it's the things that we see are things that will cause disruptions in polling places. Number one of the things that we've seen on X and on Facebook is this, the claim that if a poll worker makes a mark on your ballot, that will invalidate your ballot, so don't let them put a mark on it. That is the opposite of what happens in a polling place. In Illinois, when the election judge issues a ballot to a voter, that election judge must initial that ballot. So they will be making a mark on your ballot. That's so that your ballot will count in the event that there has to be a recount of any of the offices that you've just voted on. During the recount process, they will check to make sure that all ballots were initialed by an election judge. That's proof that they were handed out by an election judge. So that's one piece of election disinformation that can cause problems in the polling place. And then there's one going around that's telling people to get a vote by mail ballot, but don't vote it, and instead take it in and give it up. And then only then can you be secure. If you have a vote by mail ballot and you change your mind and you want to go in and vote early or vote on election day in person, that's fine. Take it with you and surrender it to the election judge and he'll void it and they will give you then a regular ballot. But there is no need to, I saw a piece of a podcast with Roseanne Barr where they were talking about take your ballot in and then when this happens, you have to call the sheriff, and it went on and on and on. And I could easily see someone who is not familiar with the voting process getting confused on this and causing problems in the polling place over something that is completely false.
Briefly, if they do have a vote by mail ballot, like you said, bring it. If you want to vote in person, change your mind, bring it to the polls with you. That works best. If you don't, you can still vote. And maybe just briefly remind us of the postmarking requirements.
Yes. If you're voting by mail, it has to be postmarked no later than election day. So if you're voting by mail, be sure that you either, you know, if you're going and turning in your vote by mail ballot tomorrow through the mail, you may want to take it to a post office so that you can see that it's postmarked.
Don't just drop it in a blue box down the street.
Or drop it into if you drop it into a mailbox, then there is the risk that it's not going to be postmarked on time. The other thing is that, especially right now, these last 2 days, people may have applied late for a vote by mail ballot. And now it's Monday or it's tomorrow and your ballot hasn't come yet and you're starting to panic and you don't know what to do. That's very simple. Again, go to your polling place or go to early voting and the election judge will see a record that you were mailed a ballot, but that ballot hasn't been returned. And you'll tell them, I applied, it hasn't come yet and I'm nervous and I want to vote. And they'll give you an affidavit. You sign it saying, I forfeit my vote by mail. and I'm voting in person instead. That way, your vote by mail ballot is canceled, and they'll tell you if it shows up to destroy it, and then you'll be allowed to vote in person. So no need to panic if you've applied for it and it's not there yet. You still have the option of going and voting in person.
Eric in Rockford asks, who can drop a vote by mail ballot into a collection box? And I'm gonna maybe presume here it's, you know, can a family member do it on behalf of their partner or parent or something like that?
Okay, technically under the law, if you're delivering someone else's mail ballot, and this generally applies to delivering it in person to the election authority, like you're going into the county clerk's office and delivering it on behalf of that person, there is a section on your mail ballot return envelope that requires you to sign that, yes, I am giving this person permission to return my ballot on my behalf. And then you have to sign that. And then the person who's returning it has to also sign it. So technically, if someone else is taking your ballot to the drop box, then they should fill that out. Now, is there a way to enforce that? Not really. Drop boxes are there. It would, you know, there, unless you have a staffed drop box where they're accepting it and someone is dropping off a ballot for someone other than themselves, or they're dropping off several, it might be difficult to check that. But under Illinois law, if someone else is returning your ballot for you, there is a section there that you need to fill out and they need to sign.
All right. Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. Tomorrow's election day. We're talking about voting, what to expect at the polls. And we are sharing your questions with Matt Dietrich, who is spokesman for the Illinois State Board of Elections. We've heard a lot of fatigue from members of our texting group. Kevin and Farina said, I'll vote on Tuesday because in my community, it is as easy as any other method, and ignore as much election news as I can until later this week when we might actually know something. Katie in Springfield also said, already voted, going on a media blackout. Thanks to both of you, Kevin and Katie. If you're not on a media blackout, you can still join us quickly, 800-222-9455. Matt Dietrich, what about that? I know different states have different rules about when mail or early votes are counted. How does that factor into Illinois' reporting of election results?
In Illinois, when a vote-by-mail ballot is received, it can be processed immediately upon receipt, which means that the signature of the voter can be checked and verified. And if that is correct, if they validate the signature, then the ballot can be removed from the return envelope and the security folder that it's in, and it can be fed into a tabulator. So at that point, the ballot is counted, the votes are recorded. However, no actual votes can be totaled until after 7 p.m. on election day. So what happens is, typically, jurisdictions will do this in batches. They'll have a big bunch of, in Will County, for example, they did 30,000 on a weekend where they did all of their processing a couple of weekends ago of a big batch of vote-by-mail ballots, and they can run them through, and they can count the number of ballots cast, but what doesn't get counted are any votes. So what happens on election night is they basically, it's a matter of kind of like flipping a switch, and they can total all of their vote-by-mail from the tabulators they've used for vote-by-mail. It's the same with early voting. We're keeping track of how many ballots have been cast, but none of the votes on those ballots can be calculated and counted until after 7 p.m. tomorrow. So, you know, we've already got over 2.1 million votes cast in Illinois, which is probably about a third of what's going to be cast total, if history is any indication.
And that's, so, I think it's good to explain, because people will be hearing on the news tomorrow night about Pennsylvania, for example, which has different rules and has to, I think, wait until the polls close to really start processing and counting their ballots. So it is understandable and reasonable that different states report their figures on different timelines.
Yes. And also, of course, in Illinois, we give 14 days after Election Day, so through November 19th, if your ballot is properly postmarked, it could still arrive and be counted. Now, typically, we've got almost all of the mail ballots are received within 3 or 4 days, so we do have a pretty good idea of what the eventual totals will be, but there are some that may come in from distant parts or have been delayed in the mail for whatever reason that can still come in for the following 2 weeks.
Matt, I know we said we'd only keep you to 11:22. We do have a few more questions. Can you hang out for a few more minutes after
We
need to take a break? All right.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break. If you want to join us, 800-222-9455. We'll have just a couple more minutes with Matt Dietrich on the other side. Again, he is spokesman for the Illinois State Board of Elections. We are talking about voting between now and tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time when the polls close. 800-222-9455. More to come here on The 21st Show. Stay with us. It's The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Tomorrow, finally, at long last, is Election Day. We're talking about voting, sort of the mechanics of voting, what to expect at the polls, and some of the early stats we're seeing this year. We're also taking your questions, sharing some of your thoughts with us for just a few more minutes. Matt Dietrich, spokesman for the Illinois State Board of Elections, 800-222-9455. Matt, we heard from Jane in Pawnee, who asks via text, why does Illinois not allow absentee voters to track the progress of their submitted ballot? I heard on NPR that we are one of only 3 states that do not have a system to track whether an absentee ballot has been received, accepted, and counted. We are in the dubious company of Wyoming in this defect, Jane said. So how about that, Matt?
Oh, that you do have the ability to do that. It's just that in Illinois, we are what's called a bottom-up state, and that means that there is local control over the elections. So each county will have its own system through its election vendor on its website for you to track that. But yes, you can track it. You'll just go to your county clerk's website, or if you're in Bloomington, to the Bloomington Board of Elections, or Rockford, Chicago, and a couple of other municipal boards of election. But you can do that. I know I'm in Sangamon County. I'm based in our Springfield office, and you can check the status of your vote by mail ballot to see when it was sent, when it's been returned, and when it's been accepted. And they're required, if there's any problem with it, they have to notify you within 48 hours of receipt. But you can do that. It's just that we don't have a statewide system, and that's because the local election authorities control their own elections.
Very devolved system here. Is it possible that counties with greater resources might have a more sophisticated or easier to navigate system, perhaps?
That used to be the case, but not so much anymore.
Okay.
Generally, it is that's run by the vendor that the local election authority contracts with to provide their voter registration services and their mailing services, that type of thing. So they're the ones who actually put up the websites, and you'll see if you go around the state and check that many of them look identical. Different counties will look identical, and that's because they contract with the same company to track their data for them.
And let's go to the phones. Neil is calling from Bloomington on line 2. Neil, thank you for calling in.
Hi, I'm an election worker in Bloomington. And the early voting hours are set by state statute, and Sunday has shorter hours than Saturdays. That seems to cause a lot of anger and confusion. Is there any interest in having Saturday and Sunday hours being the same?
All right. Thank you for the question, Neil.
Yeah, go ahead. That would be something that the General Assembly would have to take up, and because they're the ones who establish the election code and set those hours. But I believe that there is latitude by the local election authority themselves to expand those hours if they want to.
Interesting. One of our producers, Jose, was voting over the weekend on Sunday, I guess, said it took him an hour and 45 minutes to get through the line there. How about that? We have seen some stories in the past week about some scuffles at polling places over people wearing, you know, partisan T-shirts for one candidate or the other, or a hat. I guess somebody was asked to remove a hat that had a candidate's slogan on it or campaign name or something like that, and didn't want to do that. What are the rules? And maybe this is specifically about waiting in line, right? When you're going to vote,
can you
read political articles on your phone? Can you have snacks?
It's very simple regarding, in Champaign County, 2 weeks ago, had an incident at one of their early voting locations where a voter was told you have to remove your hat, had a candidate's name or slogan on it, and felt that that was a violation and wouldn't do it. And then one thing led to another. The rule is when you go to a polling place or an early voting site, you will see plainly marked with pylons a campaign-free zone. 100 feet from the actual place of voting is considered a campaign-free zone. There can be no electioneering within that 100 feet.
Maybe the confusion is that applies even if you are not a paid or volunteer with a campaign. You can just be an everyday person who likes a particular candidate, but that applies to you as well.
Electioneering means promoting a candidate or a cause that is on the ballot. So you cannot wear apparel that has a candidate's name on it or a candidate's official campaign slogan on it within that 100-foot zone. If you're wearing a hat, you will be asked to remove it. If you're wearing a shirt, you'll be asked to cover it up. If you have a tote bag that has the candidate's name on it, you'll be asked, please go put that in your car. Buttons, you'll have to take those off. Only within that 100-foot zone. So you can wear it all the way up until you hit those pylons. Then it has to be hidden because you can't do any promoting, any electioneering within 100 feet of where the votes are actually cast. And if you are asked by an election judge to please remove or cover up or whatever the offending article, and you refuse to do so, you may be asked to leave. And as we saw in Champaign County, it could escalate to where they call in law enforcement, and that you could face starts with a misdemeanor charge if you're not obeying an officer of the court, which is what an election judge is, a poll worker is. And, you know, it could escalate from there if it becomes a physical altercation. If you are interfering with other voters trying to cast their votes, that could be a problem as well. So this has been around forever, as far as I'm concerned. There shouldn't be any controversy whatsoever about it. When you get to those pylons, and you can see there's always a million campaign signs right outside of stuck in the ground around those pylons, and then they abruptly stop. That's when you know you can't wear your whatever hat or shirt, whatever. So be prepared for that, voters. If you go to the polling place, you're going to have to hide that your electioneering campaign materials.
All right. Great information. As always, Matt Dietrich, spokesman at the Illinois State Board of Elections. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Brian.